You're listening to Renegade Broadcasting.
Everybody, here we are, the last show of September. Wow. Going to be October in a couple of days. Unbelievable. Anyway, just an update on my situation here. It looks like tomorrow night is definitely going to be my last show for this location. I am going to be out of here by Wednesday. My worst fears were realized. Very short notice, but amazingly, we managed to get pretty much everything moved out. Just got a few. You can probably hear an echo. The room I'm in is pretty much emptied out. Anyway, I'm not sure still exactly what I'm going to do for next week. Things are kind of up in the air, but I'm going to try my damnedest to continue on with the show from where I'll be at. Problem is, I mentioned using the landline, but I forgot. Well, we'll have to upgrade her phone up there because she has it just for local calls. You know, she uses her cell phone for long distance. So we're going to have to change her plan, I guess. So it's unlimited dialing, you know, it's not for long distance calls. So yeah, I'll hopefully get that set up by next week. If not, then, you know, maybe for the week after. So basically just tune in next week. And if I'm not live, you'll know that I couldn't get it in time and hope, you know, I'm going to try to not be off air for more than a week or two. If that, I'm hoping to not be off air at all, but you know, I'll be in touch with Kyle. I'll let him know, but hopefully there won't be any disruption, but in any case, tonight and tomorrow, I'll definitely be doing a show. Want to update you too on the Corona or the COVID file, as I'm calling it. I think we're going to call it COVID-19 pandemic or propaganda, unless anybody can come up with a better title, something more catchy. I don't know. Keep in mind, this is for a general audience. You know, I'm not going into the Jew factor or the, occult aspect of it. Nothing like that. We just want to create an awareness of how fraudulent this thing is. And it looks like we're going to be able to publish these things, to print them up, I should say, for under $2 a piece. So like a dollar, I forget now the price that was quoted. It was either $1.50 something or $1.60 something, but a ridiculously low price considering it's going to be, you know, once we condense it and everything, it's going to be probably 120, 30 pages or something. When I said 320 pages, that's with, you know, skipping spaces all the time for each headline. We're not going to do that with this. We're not going to skip spaces. So when you condense it down and shrink the font size too, it won't take up that many pages. And when I say 100 and whatever, I'm talking both sides of the page. Whereas when I mentioned 320, that's only one side of a page, you know, so it makes a big difference. It's still going to be a good size file loaded with information, but it's going to be able to be squeezed into a shorter space to make it more feasible, more economic, you know, whatever. So, that will be going up on Renegade Tribune, hopefully within less than a month. That's our aim right now. I've already edited the thing through once. It's going to take at least one more editing. And even then, it probably won't be, you know, perfect. But we're not striving for total perfection. We just want to have the information out there fully resourced, which it is. And any imperfections from there, hopefully people will be able to overlook that. It's more to just create an awareness to get them to think, get them, you know, to look this stuff up and see for themselves that this thing is, in fact, a fraud. So, yeah, like I said, hopefully there won't be any interruption of the show. I'll continue on next week, and I'll keep you posted exactly when it's finished. And if you want to print it out yourself right off of Renegade Tribune's website, you can do that. Or if you want to, that can get costly. Or if you just want to buy, you know, maybe 5 or 10 or 20 or whatever, you can let me know. You know, you can, I don't know how we're going to do it yet. We might just post it up on Renegade Tribune and you can order in bulk that way. Well, bulk, however many you want to get. But what we're hoping to do, we might, you know, charge a little bit extra per copy just so that we can put money back into it to distribute. I want to give these out by the hundreds, if not thousands. I mean, I want to print a crap load of these things up. I'm going to obviously put some of my money into it too, but any extra money we make off selling these is going to go back into distribution. What I want to do is anytime I'm out in public, I do this anyway. You're in line to get into a store or something. And I'm like, I hope you folks know this thing's a scam. And every time I say that, there's always at least two or three people that perk up and look over. They have even come up to me and asked me, hey, what was that web address you said? Or what was the name of that? Whatever, you know. So you're always going to get sometimes more, sometimes less. But on average, you get at least out of a group of, say, 100 people or even 50 people, you're going to get 2, 3, 4, whatever, half a dozen people, sometimes more, that want to hear more, you know. They already know it's a scam, or at least they suspect it is, or they're suspicious, or whatever. They smell a rat. Something doesn't settle right. They're just looking for someone to come along that can help them figure it out. And so that's when you have these booklets handy. Carry them around with you. You know, if you got a backpack or something, or for you ladies, keep some in your purse. We're going to make them small so you can tuck them away easily in a purse. Just carry them with you. And when you get opportunities like that, hand them out. Hey, would you like to read something? And by the way, I don't know if I mentioned this before. I'm not putting my name on it. If you decide to print it off of, Renegade's site yourself instead of buying physical copies, don't include my name or Renegade's website either, for this reason. Sure, we'd like to get advertisement out there and get people watching and listening, but I don't think it's a good idea for this particular thing, simply because you know damn well the minute they have that in hand, the first thing they're going to do is look up Charles Giuliani or Renegade Broadcasting, and they're going to see, oh, I knew it, I knew it, I knew there was reason to be suspicious of this. You know what I'm talking about. And that'll be the end of it right there. You will have undone any good you tried to accomplish. So ordinarily, I wouldn't give a frog's fat ass about my name getting out there. I don't give a, you know. But in this particular case, where our aim is to reach people and hoping that they share it with other people and just to wake people up, it is best to not include your name, or, you know what I mean? Because you don't want to give them the wrong impression, and you know. We don't want to take them from ground zero to 35,000 feet in one broad step. That other stuff can come later. Right now, just to alert them, to wake them up out of this slumber to the fact that COVID is a fraud, and this booklet is going to do it. Anybody who's mildly conscious, knows how to think and read, they're going to see it. Only assholes that weren't worth the time of day to begin with are going to poo-poo the thing away. But generally, you can tell people that are at least mildly concerned and conscious, you know, so that you're not wasting the booklets, giving them to the wrong people. Anyway, so that's the deal on that. Let's see, a couple more announcements I wanted to make here, and then I'll get into the headlines. A listener pointed this out to me in an email this week, very important point. We talked last week about, the Black Liberation Movement, right, in the 60s, which was the equivalent of today's, Black Lives Matter / Antifa, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Terrorist thugs that were promoting racism in the name of getting rid of racism, right? Just replacing black racism with what they claim is white racism, whatever, you know. But I can't believe I never noticed this until a listener pointed this out. Shame on me. Black Liberation Movement, which we'll be talking about some more tomorrow night, by the way. Black Liberation Movement has as its acronym BLM. Now, isn't that interesting? They pulled out their favorite BLM acronym again with the Black Lives Matter bullshit. How do you like that? I can't believe I didn't even notice that. So hats off to that listener for catching that one. Anyway, the person that helped me set up the other thing that was posted on Renegade Tribune that I worked on, you know, the vaccine thing. The guy who beefed it up nice and put pictures in it and everything. I guess there's been some problems with people finding it. I had trouble finding it too. The only reason why I found it on the website, if you just put vaccine file or whatever, it doesn't come up, or it might, but you got to go down, 10, 15 pages. You can actually find it just by typing my name in. Just type in Charles Giuliani and it's the first thing that comes up. Or you can type in Vax Report, spelling that V-A-X-X. V-A-X-X report. So again, anybody who's been having trouble, and I've had some people tell me too that they couldn't find it, and that's when I noticed when I went in and I'm like, oh yeah, it doesn't come up so easy. So yeah, just type in either Vax Report, V-A-X-X, or just type in my name, and then it'll come right up for those of you that have been wanting to get that report. It's the same one that, that I've emailed out to people, but it's much better. It's got the pictures and everything. So yeah, just, you can find it that way on Renegade Tribune. One other thing here, and then we'll get into the highlights. A listener sent me this quote this week. This is classic. This is from Alexander Solzhenitsyn, 1918 to 2008, died 12 years ago. Very important quote here. He said, you must understand the leading Bolsheviks who took over Russia were not Russians. Now, he doesn't mention who they actually were, but nevertheless, at least he recognized, yeah, they weren't Russians. They were outsiders, foreigners who pushed this Russian revolution on the Russian people, having no interest in the Russian people at all. They just wanted to engage in a power grab. That's exactly what they did. Let's recall that the BLM Antifa thugs guys, most of them have been bussed in from outside. They're not locals in the cities where they've been participating in the riots. They're not even from the area where they're engaging in the uprisings. They have no vested interest in retaliation for, the Floyd thing. Again, most of them aren't even, well, I don't know about most, but a good many of them aren't even black. A lot of times they'll tell you, oh, well, they're whites. Oh, no doubt. There are some dumb idiot whites that have jumped in on this. But a lot of times what are called whites aren't whites at all, are they? We know what they are. But anyway, it's history repeating itself, isn't it? Foreigners, people with no vested interest, engaging in an uprising, funding it, supplying it. For what? Not for the stated purpose that their dumb minions who serve their purpose think it's for. No, no. It's a front for a communist takeover, every bit as much as what Bolshevism was in 1917. Anyway, he went on to say, not only were they not from Russia, not only were they not Russians, but he said they hated Russians. They hated Christians. Well, I don't think so much back then, but things were different 100 years ago. But today, a lot of Christians, especially in this country, deserve to be hated, if you ask me. But nevertheless, we know what he meant here when he said that. He's talking about, you know, mostly decent people that were minding their own business and were hated for no reason. And yes, he's right. Not just Christians, but the Russian people in general. Anyway, he went on to say, driven by ethnic hatred, they tortured and slaughtered millions of Russians without a shred of human remorse. Oh, who else could that have been, ladies and gentlemen, but our little tribal friends, as they have always done everywhere they've gone all throughout history. Don't forget the horrible oppressions that they inflicted on the Egyptian people for centuries on end. Let's not forget what they did to the Bronze Age civilizations, destroyed them all over the planet, took them down, burnt the cities to the ground, looted them, slaughtered them en masse. In some cases, they burnt and slaughtered both. You can see where whole buildings were burned down, skeletons were found charred, but a lot of them also had arrows stuck in them. So, I mean, they were just slaughtering them every which way, en masse. And now, guys, through the phony COVID bullshit, through the, you know, mass fires in the West, and, or I should say West and Midwest, they've extended far beyond just the Western states, through the already food shortages that we've seen, but we know they're going to up the ante on that, don't we? Through 5G and through the toxic vaccine, guys, they're going to try anyway to wipe a very significant number of us out. Let's hope they don't succeed, but that's their aim. That is certainly their aim, just like they did with the under Bolshevism. Anyway, he went on to say, the October Revolution was not what you call in America the Russian Revolution. Yeah. Yeah, very misleading title. I mean, I've used it myself just so people know what I'm talking about, but it's not Russian. Just like the American Empire, it's an empire, but it's not American. The British Empire was an empire, but it wasn't British. For that matter, we can go back to ancient times with that, can't we? The Roman Empire, it wasn't Roman. The Greek Empire wasn't Greek. The Babylonian Empire wasn't Babylonian. Same people, guys, every time. Anyways, he went on to say, it was an invasion and a conquest over the Russian people. Yeah, totally foreign, totally foreign. But because, again, they control academia, they control the printing houses, on and on, they control the media, the impression has been that it was a movement by, of, and for the Russian people. No, it wasn't. The Russians suffered tremendously under it. Obviously, that wasn't something they wanted. They were tricked initially into supporting it because they thought it was, you know, for the workers' rights, right? That's how they sucked them in. Just like BLM is tricking a lot of, you know, ignorant black people into thinking this is about black rights. Oh, the fuck it is. More of my countrymen, he said, suffered horrible crimes from their bloodstained hands than any people or nation ever suffered in the entirety of human history. Yeah, up to that point. Perhaps that was exceeded, you know, with World War II, and perhaps all that will be exceeded with what they're planning to do, you know, with COVID and other shit that's coming down the pike, guys. I won't even say perhaps. That is what they intend. There's no question. The only question is exactly when. But we know that's what they intend. They want to reduce the population on a scale never been done before, even though there have been massive genocides in the past, right, at their hand. But the one they're planning now, it's going to far exceed anything in all recorded human history. in the past, they've killed hundreds of millions, right? You know, under Stalin alone, 100 million, right? They want billions murdered. Billions. Don't forget the Georgia Guidestones, for example. Reduce the population down to 500 million. That's their intent. He went on to say, it cannot be understated, the horrors of Bolshevism. Bolshevism was the greatest human slaughter of all time. The act that most of the world is ignorant, the fact that most of the world is ignorant of this reality is proof that the global media itself is in the hands of the perpetrators. Ooh, apparently this guy knew who was, in fact, behind it, just didn't use that word, the J word. He didn't because he probably figured he wouldn't get his work published, or he would meet an early demise or whatever. But the fact that he made that comment is very revealing, because who does control the media? Who does control the global public information network? It's always been them guys. So he made a great, astute observation there. It has to be the same people who run the media who inflicted these evils on the Russian people to have kept it under wraps the way they have. Yes, he's absolutely right. Anyway, we got a caller. Welcome to the show, caller.
Oh, Charlie.
Hey, what's up?
I'll keep it short. Well, you know, the only difference I believe that we have from what happened with what the Bolsheviks did in Russia, the Romanovs wasn't behind it. They surrounded them. Here, we have our own fucking government doing this shit.
Right,
the goddamn
right.
CIA and the fucking FBI. And, you know, it'd be really nice if we could do to the fucking Rothschilds what they did to the Romanovs. But
yeah.
I got a better plan. We'll make all these motherfuckers get jobs at Walmart, at fucking Taco Bell, and drive beat-up cars and put a goddamn
ship in
them.
I said the same thing, even more than that, to put them in slave camps and make them work. It's slave labor the rest of their lives with a bare pittance enough to just barely survive. That would be a fate worse than death. You know what would happen? They'd probably all commit suicide.
Well, no, that's what I was going to say. Now we have the technology, put a chip in them so they can't commit suicide. We make the whole fucking thing a reality show so we can watch it.
Yeah.
You know, then I'll turn the TV on to see that shit.
Oh,
yeah,
that would be
the I'll go buy a TV.
Yep, that would be fucking awesome. That's it. That's the solution right there. The final solution. Yeah, I'd love it.
So, Lynn Rothschild broke her fingernail in Taco Bell trying to make, she had a meltdown in the burrito room over there. You know, no, that's too good for me. I think this labor camp, like a
sure.
South Africa thing going on, you know?
Absolutely.
I've got
stick
a
them with
mind.
What they plan to stick us with.
Exactly. Okay, Charlie, I'll let you go. I just had to throw that in there, buddy. I'll see
yeah,
you.
Excellent. Thanks, man.
All right, buddy.
My feelings exactly, folks. Oh, yeah. I tell you, I think it would only take one of these bastards to be tarred and feathered. And I think the thing would just explode. I think people are just waiting for somebody to make that first move, you know? And once first blood has been drawn, I think there's going to be a rush on the elites. I don't care how many bodyguards they have, how safe they think they are. Their ass is going to be grass, guys. And let me tell you, I don't even care what my future is in this fucked up world. I just hope I live long enough to witness that. I really, really want to see that. I want front row fucking seats. And even though I don't even eat popcorn anymore because it's too high in carbs, I will down a whole fucking vat of popcorn. Gorge myself with pleasure as I watch that fucking show unfold. Anyway. So yeah, let's get into the headlines here. As always, we'll start with the general stuff, and we'll get into the COVID and then the BLM shit. I got headlines from all three categories again this week. Al Jazeera reported, yesterday. Love this one. Israel's silent transfer of Palestinians out of Palestine. Once again, guys, while the world is kept busy And in fact, while Israel itself is in another lockdown, right? Maybe that's one of the reasons they're doing it, because they know that there are some, probably from what I gather, a significant number of Israelis that are sympathetic to the Palestinian cause and don't like what the government's doing. There are. I don't know if it's a large number, but it seems pretty significant. I've seen a lot of things over the years, you know, a lot of rallies and stuff, protests, and, you know, they do exist, and apparently in a fairly large number. So maybe that's one of the reasons for the lockdown there. In the midst of the lockdown, let's keep those pesky Israelis at home. And while that's going on, they always love, in the midst of a crisis that they rig, they always love how they can pull their criminal shit, right? So maybe that's one of the reasons for their being in a lockdown pretty much exclusively right now. Well, except, you know, Australia too, but there's talk of other countries, yes, and you know goddamn well they're going to do it before long. But other than those two countries, there really isn't anybody else in full-scale hardcore lockdown right now. So that would make sense, wouldn't it? While that's going on, while they get people locked away in their homes again, they can engage in silent transfer, Palestinians. How could it be silent except you were able to do it without scrutiny, right? And you can do it without scrutiny when you're in a lockdown. Anyway, another call. Oh, Bruce. Hey, what's up, Bruce?
Hey, Charlie. How you doing, man?
Yeah, what's happening?
Hey, don't be gone too long if you're away from the...
Oh, no, I don't intend to. In fact, like I said, I'm going to try my damnedest to make sure that everything's set up again for next week.
Okay. Definitely. Did you hear Kyle's show the other night?
No. I've been so busy with moving. I haven't had a moment.
I got you.
In fact, that's another announcement I wanted to make. I just wanted to let people know I've been way behind on my emails. And for some reason, I can tell you what the reason is. My cell phone's all frigged up. I got to see if I can try to resurrect it. But as it is now, I cannot send or receive texts. I can't even go in and delete anything on it because it says your memory is used up and therefore none of your you know, certain apps won't work. None of my apps will work and I can't even delete anything. So I got some ideas of what I can do about it. Anyway, just for people to know, I'm not ignoring you. I can't answer your text. Oh, hey, Bruce, hold on. We got a break. All right, folks.
Rabbi Steve Guttel, who is president and CEO of the Jewish Council for Public Affairs.
There are two issues at the top of our agenda at the very moment. One is the unbelievably important immigration debate in this country, to make sure that immigrants from around the world, particularly those from south of our border, have a chance here.
And here's an interview with Rabbi Goldschmidt.
Essentially, what you're saying is that in this boat, you're together with both Muslims
yes.
And people of other nations.
And we see ourselves together, fighting together with our Muslim brothers.
Thanks, Jews. We'll be right back.
All right, guys, welcome back. Still got Bruce on the line. Yeah, sorry, Bruce, cutting you off there with the.
Yeah, it's all right. I won't be too long. I don't know if people want to hear you, not me. But, man, I just want to give my dears to Kyle Hunt. That was an excellent show. The Solar Storm, conservative Christian communism. he hit it hard, man.
No kidding. I'll have to check that out. That sounds good.
Yeah. He hit a Amy Coney Barrett lady. I was wrong last week. I thought maybe she was just a stalking horse and he was going to nominate a Jew, but looks like he doesn't have to, because she's just going to bend us over for the agenda. I mean, she's hiding behind the Jacobson versus Massachusetts decision.
Oh, I know. Before. Yeah, I have that in my notes. I was going to talk about that. Yeah.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah. Trump supporters are going to love her because she's, you know, anti-abortion, you know, whatever. They just throw that in there to sucker the masses. But, yeah, not only is she rabidly pro-vaccine, but, of course, she's all for a big government power grab, too.
Yeah.
That's
going to get the stamp of approval, I think. They're going to
make
a show.
Make America great again. What a piece of crap, man.
And also Trump's basically, he's playing the blacks like he played the whites in 2016.
Oh, yeah.
With his platinum, did you hear about his proposal for his platinum $500 billion giveaway to the black community?
Oh, yeah. Isn't that nice, huh? Hey, why not?
Yeah.
Pissing all our money away, you know, with the COVID crap.
Give it away.
Have you noticed every time, not that Democrats don't do this either, but Republicans are more known for this because being conservatives, they can get away with it. But under every Republican for the past, you know, several administrations that Republicans have been in, each one has exceeded an already massive record of deficit spending, right? Under Bush Senior, it was massive spending. But then Junior came along and beat that. And now you got this scoundrel beating both of them combined. By the way, Bush Jr. had beaten not only his father, he beat all previous presidents combined. And guess what? Trump now has beat all previous presidents combined. More debt accrued under his watch than all previous U.S. presidents in the country's history combined.
Yeah. What's down the road here? Bankruptcy? I mean,
God, they want to crash the thing, but they're going to make it look like, oh, well, we couldn't help it. It was COVID. It was an emergency. They want to crash it. They want to crash all the currencies globally.
Yeah, and the money, that pocket money, we can't afford that anymore. So it just has to be digital now.
Yeah.
You know, that's coming too.
Yeah, yep. And it will be in classic communist fashion. It'll be a global, what are they calling it, international standardized income.
Mm-hmm.
Or universal standardized income. That's it.
It's been time for the Jew world order, huh?
Yeah.
All righty, man. Let you go and continue on, bro.
All right. Hey, thanks, man.
Okay.
All right, guys. Let's see here. NBC News reported, Saturday, 26th, how climate change could make fires and hurricanes even worse. How do you like that one? Now they're pawning it off on climate change. You know, I thought with COVID that they were going to give up on the climate change. Hey, we don't need the climate change thing anymore for a global crisis. We got COVID. Oh, no, they're not letting go of that. They're doing both now, which is the perfect excuse to hide their dew weapons, you know, creating all the fires, right? Oh, it's just this horrible climate change. See, we told you. Give me a friggin' break, man. Yeah, climate change is causing those obvious laser beam emanations we see coming from the sky, right? Yeah, that's global warming too, right? News for Jax.com had this similar headline yesterday. Leaders to UN, if virus doesn't kill us, climate change will. So I see how they're, again, they're pushing this as the perfect cover for all the crazy stuff, not just, fires, but of course, massive hurricanes, or they're talking more big ones are going to be coming in the coming weeks. And, technically, we haven't even hit peak yet, right? The peak of the hurricane season is usually October, I believe. So, they're just getting warmed up with the fun. On that off on, once again, climate change, global warming. On September, today, the 28th, the UK's Independent had this headline. Oh, this is classic. NASA astronauts going back to the moon, back to the moon, back, right. Going back to the moon will be bombarded with cancerous rays 200 times greater than on Earth, study reveals. Well, how do you like them apples? The same danger that, is going to be posed to any alleged upcoming astronauts venturing to the moon existed 51 years ago, guys, the time of Apollo, right? And yet they didn't talk about it much. And when it was raised, they poo-pooed it away. Oh, no, that wasn't such a big deal. Even some of the astronauts themselves said, oh, yeah, sure, we remember seeing spots on our retina when we'd close our eyes, but that's it, nothing more than that, not a big deal. They just look like floaters. Guys, there's no flipping way that happened in 1969. It's not even certain if they're going to be able to do it now. That's why they're prepping you for a possible disaster by sending people now to the moon. They as yet, apparently, they don't have the technology developed. They've been talking about it, and this is what they're talking about doing. They want to create a magnetic field around a spacecraft that can mimic the effects of the Earth's magnetic field to divert harmful radioactive particles away from the craft, right? Theoretically, that should work. But how to develop such a powerful magnet that won't interfere with onboard computers and whatnot, they haven't worked the bugs out of that yet. So apparently they don't have the technology. So what are they planning on? They're going to send astronauts right through the radiation belt and have them get fried and say, oops, oh, well, maybe it's because there's a solar maximum and we didn't have that in 1969. As it turns out, we did. Right at the time of Apollo 11, guys, there was a major solar maximum. So the radiation, it's always bad in the radiation, the Van Allen belts, but it was at a very high level at that time. So how the hell did they traverse it then? For those that think we actually went to the moon, how did they traverse it safely then when they're prepping us now for severe dangers of, cancerous rays 200 times worse than anything on Earth? I guarantee you guys, it's actually worse than that. It's more than 200 times. 200 times is extremely bad, but it's more than that. The radiation gets so intense, you won't just get cancer. You'll just die right there in the spacecraft. In fact, a lot of the chimps and whatnot that NASA had sent, to orbit the moon as a dry run for what they hoped would be manned missions back in the 60s, right? But they came back dead. They didn't survive the journey. They came back dead from the radiation. So I don't know what the heck they think they're going to be pulling with. I mean, they're talking in the next few years, going, quote, back to the moon. Are they just going to fake it using much better CGI, than anything we had 50 plus years ago? Probably. They're going to call Mr. Spielberg or pull, what's his face, out of the mothballs there. Who did Star Wars? What the hell's his name? Right on the tip of my tongue. Man, I'm getting senile. Anyway, looks like we get Brian on the line. Maybe Brian knows. What the hell was his name, Brian? George Lucas. Yeah, there you go. We'll pull him out for the fake moon landing.
You had my ears on fire when you mentioned what I was going to bring up to you in an email, but I realized that your email server's out about the fact
NASA
had to admit.
No, the emails are okay. I just can't, as far as I know, anyway. No, it's the cell phone. I can't get text messages. I can get phone calls for some reason, but I can't get texts. I can't send texts.
Oh, you mean I can still call you then? That's good.
Yeah, for some reason. I haven't figured that up yet.
Yeah, but I saw that article the other day, too, about NASA claiming that it's 200 times higher radiation levels on the moon. Well, no kidding. With no atmosphere, no ozone layer, no way to protect you, you're going to be French fried by not only solar radiation, but cosmic rays alone.
Yep.
And
that's
is,
on the moon, but when we talk about traversing the Van Allen belts, forget it.
Yeah.
Much worse.
Yeah, because Yeah, you're absolutely right, because people usually talk about the fact that trans person in the Van Allen belts, but they forget that once you get beyond the Van Allen belts, it may be not as intense radiation as collected in the Van Allen belts, but it's still deadly. And you still have to travel 2 or 3 days to the moon in an aluminum spacecraft that has no shielding. Good luck to that.
Absolutely.
I just can't believe that 51 years later, people don't get it.
Yeah.
But other than that, you also had my ears on fire when you talked about the global warming thing. You were asking why. But obviously, they're not going to let a good scam go to waste, Charlie.
Yeah, exactly.
And they figured to combine the two because, let's face it, they've been saying for a long time that the fires out in the American West are due to global warming. It's because the planet's overheating. Yeah, right.
Yeah. And funny how, some of them anyway have tried to say that, the reason why they got the snowstorm a couple of weeks ago in Colorado, that was global warming too. Also, global warming causes massive blizzards unseasonably as well as major forest fires. Oh, I get it. Okay.
Well, actually, it's more along the line of the this grand solar minimum we're entering, which causes the distortion in the jet stream, and you will get wild weather like that. They don't want to admit that the planet's actually cooling, and we're going to be entering one hell of a cold phase coming up, combined with the fact that there's going to probably be food shortages this winter because of this COVID scam. You're right, Charlie, about the fact that they want to kill 6 or 7 billion people worldwide, and they're going to do it. By mass starvation, their vaccine, that contains a DNA from worms, of all things. I don't think I taught you about that little fact, eh?
Yeah.
Where did they develop the DNA for their new upcoming COVID vaccine? Gee, from earthworms, a variation of earthworm.
Well, hey, for decades, they've been injecting people with mouse brain matter and cow liver and pig...
So basically, by using CRISPR technology, which will strip away part of your RNA in your DNA makeup and replace it with this worm DNA, they're going to create worm-human hybrids. And once the damage is done, it's permanent. Charlie, it's going to be permanent, and people are just too stupid to live. That's what I've been saying the last little while. I just can't take it anymore. People are just too stupid to live. The other
well,
factor
to change the lyric to the song there. Nobody likes me, everybody hates me. Guess I'll shoot up some worms.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the thing is, the last thing I wanted to bring up is today is the first day in mass calving here in central Canada. The local government up here declared that we're now in an orange alert phase because of the increase of cases from the PCR testing. So they decided to raise it to an orange alert and saying that everybody's got to put on mandatory face diapers. As of today, out in public.
I've been trying to sound an orange alert since Trump got elected. Agent Orange.
Yeah, well, it's different levels of alert. They're claiming that because they've had 60 new cases here in central Canada in the last day from over 2,600 gullible retards. I'm sorry, I've been using that term on my site, and people don't like it. But I'm calling people exactly what they are. They're retards. What do you want? Morons? Retards is more like it. They're all lining up like the dumbass sheep they are to go get tested. So they're hand selecting which one of the suckers is going to test positive through their fraud PCR testing. And now they raise the alert because they say the second wave is here, and voila, mandatory face masks as of today when you're on public or any public place. And the fine is hefty, Charlie. $200 first offense. What a society we've become.
So
anyway,
many,
my friend. Go on. But
so many doctors around the world have been coming out. I get there's a lawsuit down in Oklahoma now. Hundreds of doctors are filing suit against, I think it's just local officials, but nevertheless. Mm-hmm. Hats off to them. I don't know how far that's going to go, but they're saying that, the whole mask thing is just absolutely ridiculous. There's no science behind it, and it makes healthy people sick. They're right.
Mm-hmm. And don't forget about the lawsuits still going on in Ohio.
Oh, yeah, Pennsylvania.
There's a big movement
in Germany, too.
There's a lady that produces some videos. She runs a health agency in Ohio. Her name is Pamela Popper.
She's got a lot of videos. She's very good.
Yeah, she does a good job. And there's also
she's in Ohio.
Yeah, she's in Ohio. Central Ohio. And and she's been talking about the lawsuit in Ohio, and there, and she also mentioned about the lawsuit in Pennsylvania. All you can hope for, Charlie, is I'm crossing my fingers, and unless the Jews interfere with those lawsuits, which they probably will, because you know the judges will be Jewish. Let's not go there. That that hopefully they succeed, because it could cause an avalanche right across America that'll see the lifting of all the restrictions like they did in Florida. Yeah. And people will finally be able to get rid of the face diapers. We can only hope.
Yeah, right, right.
Anyway, my friend, good luck on the move. Keep in touch. Are you moving just across the city, or are you moving out of state?
Oh, just about everything's gone already. I got my bed and my desk.
Are you moving out of Massachusetts? You're going to stay in
No. About 45 minutes from here.
Not bad. Well, good. Good luck. Hey, keep in touch, and great show. And I'll let you go, because I know you probably have other callers calling in. So carry on, my friend. I'll keep in touch, okay?
All right. Thanks for the call, man.
You're welcome, buddy.
All right. Let's see here. What's our next headline? So, yeah, that NASA thing, guys, it's so laughable. It makes me think of, you know, a few years ago, there were several NASA officials, even Obama there got in on it and made a similar comment that, you know, we can't return to the moon quite yet. It'll be several more years out before we're able to go back because of the danger posed by the Van Allen belts. It's freaking unreal. All the while people laugh at the conspiracy nuts who question Apollo. Don't they ever stop to ask themselves, well, wait a minute, if we went to the moon, what are they afraid of? Well, how can it be a barrier? I mean, supposedly we went there 6 times, right? Don't forget, 6 times they're claiming. Not just Apollo 11 and 69. We went back with Apollo 12, Apollo 14, 15, 16, and 17. 6 missions carrying over into, 1973, I think was the last one. 6 missions. Flawlessly we pulled it off with technology that doesn't even match a common freaking digital wristwatch. But anyway, how in the hell do people not see the discrepancy there? That's a major problem. If we did it 6 times, 50 frickin' or so years ago, there should be no challenge today, right? We already jumped that hurdle, supposedly, right? Why is it a challenge now? We won't be able to return until we can get over this hurdle. People are so goddamn stupid, or as Brian just said, freaking retarded. And when I say that, it's not an insult to retarded people. Retarded just simply means, corrupted, the brain doesn't work right. Yeah, you got to be retarded. Your brain isn't functioning right if you can't see through this obvious bullshit. Anyway, New York, NewYorker.com had this headline today. I love this one. Donald Trump barely pays any taxes. Will anyone care? And then The Hill went even further yesterday with this headline. Trump didn't pay income tax for 10 of 15 years before 2016 election, according to the New York Times they were citing. Imagine that, guys. Barely pays any taxes, but now the second article got more specific. Out of 15 years, 10 of those years, he didn't pay any taxes. And like the New Yorker asked, will anybody care? Doesn't this bother anybody? Christians for Truth on September 23rd had this headline. They have some pretty good stuff on their website, I have to say. A fan of Christianity once again, but hey, I'll take good information wherever it comes from. And as the old saying goes, any enemy of my enemy is a friend of mine. When you find Christians that are exposing the truth, hey, consider them allies, as long as they don't bring up their fucking religion. Anyway, this headline reads, Finland officially bans any political opposition to Jewish supremacy and its radical agenda. This group is quite tribe-wise, so that's cool. again, you know, only to a certain level. Don't question their faith in the tribal book, but nevertheless. Interesting article. Finland has officially banned any political opposition to Jewish supremacy. In other words, we like Jewish supremacy and we're going to advance it. And if you try to get in the way or expose it, we're going to crush you. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. And it's radical agenda. Wow. I don't even know if radical is anywhere near strong enough a word, but. Business Insider reported on the 23rd, Trump said Jews are only in it for themselves and stick together. Oh, wow. Maybe he had a few too many martinis at the evening gathering there in the Rose Garden or something. Guys, he actually freaking said that. Can you believe it? The people whose ass he licks on a daily basis. How did that happen? Was there a glitch in his MKUltra mind programming? You can bet. Oh, he got raked over the coals for that one. You could pull his little panties down, and I wouldn't recommend it because you'd probably barf all over the place. You might die from horror of the sight you'd see. But I bet his ass is covered with whip marks for that one. Trump said, Jews are only in it for themselves and stick together. isn't that interesting? On September 23rd, the Daily Beast had this headline. Netanyahu likes to bring his dirty laundry to D.C. for free cleaning. Ooh, now isn't that interesting? We didn't need the Daily Beast to tell us that, but now that we see it in a headline, isn't that interesting? Even some pseudo-truther, almost mainstream, not that it's mainstream, but so many people read the Daily Beast, it's almost become mainstream. And so to see an article like that, that's very interesting. He brings his dirty laundry to Washington because he knows they're going to cover his ass better than anybody else on the planet. Even the one who says the Jews only think of themselves, they're only in it for themselves and stick together. My, my, my. I wonder if his buddy Netanyahu called him on that. Well, that's it, Don. You can't partake in our circle jerks anymore. That'll be your punishment. In the meantime, you need to lick my ass every evening now for the rest of your tenure. CNN reported on September 23rd, FDA must do more to regulate thousands of chemicals added to your food, petitioners say. Well, as if that's going to make a difference. They don't give a shit about what you eat. They sell out to the highest bidder. They'll let anything go in your food when the money's right. They don't care. But at least if there's any sincerity to the person who wrote this article, I know what he's saying. The system is so lax, guys. They're pumping your food with shit. They have been for a long time. And people think, oh, well, yeah, I know in the 60s it was much worse, but they've gotten better at it now. You know, no, they haven't. Better at lying and covering up. Sure, they got rid of some toxins that used to be used in the 60s, but they just replaced them with new ones that they have suckered you to think are safe, just like they did in the 60s with the toxins they've removed since then. That's all they do. They'll admit, okay, yeah, well, the gig's up on that. Yeah, we shouldn't have done that. We're not going to do it anymore. But they just introduce new toxins. They're never going to stop. So, yes, there needs to be some serious reform here with, you know, what is allowed to go into food, but not at the hand of the FDA. Frickin' kidding me? The fox guarding the chicken house? Business Insider on September 23rd reported JP Morgan to pay a record $1 billion to settle market manipulation charges, report says. you know, you always got to wonder when you see headlines like that. How real is this, you know? actually going to pay this out, or is it just a public show to make it look like even the big guys, they get it too? Not just the little guys they go after. And, you know, even if they are slapped the fine, is it just window dressing then? You know, if they hand over the money so you can see that there was a transfer, are they going to get it back behind closed doors? I don't buy it, guys. I don't buy it. But nevertheless, it's an interesting headline anyways. It does show just how sleazy these big Wall Street firms are. Market manipulation charges. Yeah, right. As if that's something new anyway, right? That's all they ever do. On September 23rd, also, the New York Post carried this article. New York town of Swastika votes to keep its name. Cheers. They're not going to get their way on that one. Give me a freaking break. Once again, guys, the word swastika has nothing to do, even for those that fall for the Nazi Holocaust bullshit, it has nothing to do with that. The swastika is an ancient symbol used in India that had a good connotation to it, not the bad shit that they had tried to lay on it, which isn't even true, but, you know. By the way, did you know that swastikas were also found in the ancient Americas, guys, or used in the ancient Americas? They've been found in Peru, in Bolivia. They've been found in the American Southwest. The Anasazi used it, and centuries, if not millennia earlier, actually, it was used by the people who built Tiwanaku way up in the Andes Mountains in Bolivia. They found swastikas, perfect swastikas, you know, painted on pottery. So it was a very ancient symbol, nothing to do. So good for them. They voted to keep it. Oh, by the way, speaking of our little tribal friends, happy Yom Kippur. I think it ended tonight at sunset. I'm surprised that some major false flag didn't take place. Or maybe it didn't. We just haven't heard about it yet. All right, guys. Let's go break up.
Extra shekels? Well, join Juba. Juba, with their Jewish partners, the Italian Coast Guard and other NGOs, are recruiting now. We require sea taxi transporters to pick up Negroes out of the Mediterranean. The more bodies, the greater the pay. No sat-nav required. It is a one-way fare, and that is northwards to Europe. So join Juba today. Let's increase white genocide and make those shekels on the side. Juba, the transportation company.
capital on me. Maybe.
Renegade Broadcasting.
Right, guys, welcome back. Yeah, well, here's another disturbing headline. Just in the past few weeks, guys, major developments have been taking place indicating that the pedophilia agenda is marching forward massively at breakneck speed, right? You know, we talked about a line of toys that have been coming out that are very disturbing. We talked about the new law in California that basically gives a free ride to pedos. Well, here's another disturbing headline along that line. This is from Zero Hedge on September 19th. And it reads, popular children's app allegedly requests minor to take naked pictures. Oh, my God, man. What a sick freaking world this is. Absolutely freaking abominable. Notice how it says allegedly. You see that a lot in articles. That's their little out. In case there's a lawsuit or something, you know, or whatever. Allegedly. And it's not allegedly. That's what the app freaking does. But it's all these little disclaimer things. Knock it off. But the fact that they reported it anyway is good. You know, make people aware of that. Just how sick, incredibly sick this is. No doubt society is all screwed up. And most people are just complete assholes, right? I have to say, most people are assholes. But regardless, assholes or not, I would hope most people, I think I can safely say most people, we're not that bad yet. Most people are appalled at these pedophilic measures, pushing this crap. Most people that I know certainly are sickened over this. And yet it's still getting pushed through. Can you imagine? They've been telling us that we're a democracy, which, again, we're not. We never were founded as a democracy. But they're not even running it as a democracy anymore, guys. Because if it were, you wouldn't have this kind of frickin' crap being pushed. Because, again, democracy is ruled by the masses, right? The masses don't want this. October 26th, TMZ reported, Missouri cop to suspect, your bony face broke my hand. Man charged with assault. Can you believe this? A cop in Missouri is charging a man with assault because when he smacked him in the face, he broke his hand, and therefore it's the man's fault who he smacked. He's charging the man with assault when he assaulted the man. Oh, just when you thought it couldn't get any more Orwellian. Look at this horseshit, guys. Look how frigged up this. Oh, man. It's unbelievable. And how much you want to bet that a case like that shouldn't even go to trial. It should be thrown out before it ever gets off the ground. How much you want to bet? It's not only not going to get thrown out. The bastard will probably win the case. And that'll set a precedent for future cases now where you can sue someone for an act of violence that you Hey, why not? Actually, that's nothing new, come to think of it. Holy shit, no, not at all. That's been going on all along. I interviewed a woman years ago, a Harvard lawyer. Ordinarily, you'd think Harvard, she's got to be evil. And no, she was pretty decent. Harvard trained, but a decent woman. Wendy Murphy was her name. She wrote a book called And Justice for Some. And she described how for years she had been witnessing. She specializes in defending rape victims, right? And she said that for years, rape victims have been treated as though they're the criminals. The rapists have rights that the rape victim doesn't even have. And that a lot of times, she says, you know, most people wouldn't know this unless you've either been a victim of our court system or if you've worked in it like I have to see how it operates. She says it doesn't work at all the way people think that it does. She says, but it works against the victims and in favor. And I know, this is probably 12 or so years ago when I interviewed her, or maybe 10, I don't know. But anyways, yeah, so it's actually not new. This has been going on for a long time, guys. Our court system favors the criminal, especially the ones at the top that are well-connected, and frowns upon the victims. So it wouldn't surprise me, not only if this actually does go to court, but the cop wins. Can you imagine? I hit you, and yet I'm the victim. You're the victimizer. Oh, Jesus H. Anyway. That concludes the general headlines. Let's go into the COVID stuff. Here's where I mentioned, but I already talked about it. You know, the Supreme Court appointment there. Unbelievable, guys. Barrett, watch out for her. Watch out for her. She's a doozy. Oh, boy. The Trump butt lickers aren't even going to notice this because she's anti-abortion, right? And so she's a true conservative. That was a good pick on Trump's part. And if you point out that, wait a minute, no, she's pro-vax. A lot of them, they don't have a problem with that either. Well, after all, you know, this COVID thing is serious. Sort of. And you can mention that she's out for a power grab. Oh, well, no, well, that's going to be a good thing. Because she's a conservative, it's okay if she's interested in a more powerful government because she's going to be out for our interest. Oh, my frickin' God. We really are in the Twilight Zone. Absolutely. Anyway, on to the next frickin' gloomy-ass headline. You know, I wish it was that I was just selecting gloomy headlines. To show that, you know, there's some evil in our world. No, these are not selected headlines, guys. This is our world. Some people might, you know, like when they read the COVID file, I'm sure some people are going to say, well, he's just hand selecting. No, this is reality. Look into it for yourself. When people use excuses like that, that's all they're doing. They're just making up excuses so they can deny reality and continue to live in their fantasy world. If you look at the headlines, and you don't even have to look at alternative headlines, the goddamn mainstream headlines will tell you. Not on the evening TV news, no. But the printed press, guys, a lot more gets out, like I've said before, because I know most people don't read, so they really don't care. The suppression of news does take place there too, of course, but, you know, not on the scale with TV because they're not so concerned about it. Did you know that the biggest paper in the country is the New York Times? And I don't know if it's gone up since, but as of just a few years ago, nationwide, they only had 100,000 subscribers. That's not a lot. That's the biggest paper, and they only have 100,000. So, you know, mainstream printed media, they're not too worried about it. Collective Evolution.com, they have some pretty interesting articles. Today, they had this headline. COVID-19 survival rates have many scientists and doctors questioning masks and lockdown. And so they cite examples from around the world. Many prestigious, you know, doctors, scientists have been coming out, ones that aren't connected, of course, with this or that or the other government. Just independent scientists and doctors. And hats off to them. There's a lot, guys. There's a lot. Have been coming out and saying that it's just ridiculous. It's got to stop. It's nonsense. It was the famous Stanford study, you know, back in May. Some Stanford scientists more recently have been coming out and reiterating what they said back then. There's no need for these lockdowns. None. No need for the mask wearing. Business Insider also had this headline today. Experts reveal why some people aren't taking COVID-19 seriously, even as it ravages the U.S. and kills, quote, hundreds of thousands of people. Oh, give me a fucking break. Give me a fucking break. Nationwide, it says, hundreds of thousands. Guys, it's bullshit. In fact, their official number is under 200,000, right, that they're claiming. And that's since goddamn back in March. Nobody's fucking dying now, right? But let's not forget, a lot of those people were falsely diagnosed, number one. Number two, a lot of them died, according to the CDC's own admission a few weeks back, a lot of them died from other pre-existing conditions, and they just labeled them as COVID. We know people have been dying from fucking motorcycle accidents and they label them as COVID. That number is way out of whack. So now if you take away that 94% that the CDC itself admitted, only 6% of that number actually have died, allegedly from COVID. But guess what? Even then, we can't trust the figure. Even with that significantly reduced figure, it has to be less because of the false tests. In fact, we can reduce that number 80%. Because the tests are up to 80% inaccurate. Fuck! So how many people really have died from COVID? If there is a fucking COVID. But let's give them that. Let's just go to Mr. Rogers' land of make-believe and let's pretend there is a COVID. And, you know, only 20% of that 90 fucking... of that 6% that was said to have been from COVID. What are we down to now? Do the math. Maybe a few thousand? Seriously. A few thousand people. Let's pretend that COVID exists. Going by these figures now, there's only been a few thousand people nationwide that have fucking died. And yet they closed down the entire nation for it. Or the entire world for that matter. But I'm talking just in this country alone. All right, got another caller from Texas. How's it going?
Hey, it's Bruce again.
Oh, yeah. What's up?
Hey, you just jogged my mind there with talking about the COVID deaths. You know, I had a very close cousin died of malpractice on the operating table. And just think about this, you know.
Terrible,
she died of COVID. I didn't do any.
Yeah, right.
You're a doctor, man. That's an excellent out, you know.
Hey, don't forget that article. I think it was Zero Hedge that reported hospitals have been paid $3,000 per patient for labeling them as COVID. It said as long as they, you know, test positive or anyway, and we know how easy it is to test positive, right? It doesn't matter that they died from a heart attack, a stroke. As long as they had COVID recently or tested positive, just label it. Paying them to label to get the numbers up.
Scandemic.
Yeah.
You know, I live in a pretty large city now. I moved here to Houston from out in the country back in January. And I've seen one, it's probably somebody old because they have a long procession. And I only seen one funeral since I've been here. So where are all these, if this is such a bad pandemic, where's all the funerals at?
All the what?
Funeral procession.
Oh, right. Exactly. Yeah. Well, for that matter, how come the hospitals aren't overflowing? They're fucking dead. It's a ghost town. I pick any hospital of your choice. It's unbelievable. And that's not the case now. That was the case back at the supposed peak of the damn thing in April and May. Hospitals all over the country. I mean, Jesus Christ. If I had a dollar for every video I've seen of people going into these hospitals and filming, and there's friggin' nobody in there.
Yeah. You know, these pathogens, you know, a lot of people say there's nothing, there's no pathogens, but, you know, I've had it. And in the initial outbreaks, it's always the most deadly, the most severe. And then as the virus mutates, eventually the body adapts to it. immune system. Yeah, and like my neighbors, they're both in their 70s. They both have it, and they're spiking temperatures, very low temperatures, like 100.
Yeah.
You know, around there, I was hitting 103 and a half, you know.
I had far worse. I had a bad flu when I was a kid once, and I remember hallucinating. And my mother took me to the hospital, you know, and I was having these vivid night terrors. You know, she would come in the room to comfort me, but I saw her there, but it was like she was in a different realm. She couldn't help me because she wasn't in my world. You know what I mean? And I was just talking nonsense, and I don't even hear of anything like that with this damn thing. I think what I had was far worse. They should have shut the planet down for that.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I've had fevers like that too. I'm sure most people have, you know.
Right.
It's all overblown. Anyways, I thought I'd put that out there. I'm very suspicious. I worked in the medical industry for about 10 years. I was a paramedic. And I've seen good doctors, but I've seen more bad than good, you know. And so if you have COVID there in your damn diagnosis, just think anything, you can write it off, scratch it off as COVID.
Just like with police, right? For decades now, they've been working to corrupt and infiltrate police departments, making sure they at least got the chiefs on their side. They've been doing the same thing with hospitals. In fact, probably longer with hospitals than police departments. I mean, going back to the early MKUltra days, they were working with major medical facilities, hospitals, clinics, you name it, major researchers, doctors. There were thousands of them around the country participating.
And up in the administration, too.
What's that?
Take San Antonio, for instance. San Antonio used to have a very good police department, but then they brought in this one, this chief, and, you know, the mayor or the city council hires a chief. He's not elected like a sheriff. So the police chief came from the LAPD.
Wow.
Yeah, and the black uniforms and everything else came right after.
Wow. Yeah.
Yep. All righty. Talk to you later.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks, man. I tell you, folks, this country's been asleep for too long, man. And boy, have they been busy while everyone slept. Anyway, but you got to love that. Hundreds of thousands are dying and people aren't taking COVID serious. They're not taking it serious because they know you're fucking lying. That's why, you piece of shit. But notice, hundreds of thousands, even going by their official number, guys, it's not hundreds of thousands, plural. It's 1 point whatever. I forget what the latest is, but it's roughly 180,000 they're claiming have died in this country. That's it. It's not even a plural figure for the hundreds of thousands. It's not. Even with their own number. So this whole article title is full of shit, no matter how you slice it. BBC News had this headline on the 26th, Saturday. Let's see here. Students are scared and confused as halls lock down. Yep. Here they are just starting to go back to school, and already many schools across the country have locked down. Colleges have turned into fucking concentration camps. I think that's the case in Britain, too, because I think I saw a video the other day of a British student yelling out her window, you know, venting her frustrations. This is ridiculous. Let us out of here. They got kids all over the place locked up in their fucking dorms, and they're having them take online classes with the computers in their dorm rooms. They went to school thinking they'd be able to go to class. You gotta be fucking. And don't forget, young people, not just children, but young adults are not even susceptible to this fucking bullshit. They're not. It's not even going around now anyway, but even if it was, they're not even fucking susceptible. Oh, I'm telling you, the lies are just outrageous. Hey, there's our Chicago caller. What's up, man?
Yeah, Charles.
How goes the battle?
Today I took off. Saturday I took off. Sunday I was only off for an hour, but as long as you're on COVID, you go to, just want to call attention to this, believe it or not, on Fox Jew News. I was stunned, man. I mean, they let the truth out about this. Okay, it's on. You go to vaccinehoax.com. It's the second to the bottom video. Okay.
Was it Tucker Carlson?
What?
Was it Tucker Carlson?
No. I mean, this was just on. I don't watch any TV. This is on a BitChute. This was on BitChute. Okay, and it's just a segment, and the name of the segment is "Cause for Concern: Deaths Attributed to COVID-19 Without Testing for a Virus." And I'll just get the point. They were I don't know what sample they had, but they were talking about Milwaukee County, Wisconsin. You know, that's where Milwaukee is at. Okay.
Yeah.
And 97% of people, you should go to vaccinehoax.com front page.
Yeah. I'm going there right now.
They admit it. 97% of the people. Now, I don't know of the COVID deaths. I don't know over what time period. Okay. 3 to 5 big time diseases. I mean, they're basically fucking dead already. And
is this it here? It's all a big lie.
Yeah. It's all a big lie. Okay. That's my commentary, but there it is. But you see, cause for concern. I couldn't believe they put this fucking thing on Fox 2 News. But the thing is, they even admitted that on all those deaths, those 97% with the 3 to 5, you know, big time diseases, the only thing on the death certificate was COVID, which we all know. This is the same old shit. And we have to remind ourselves, because there's just so much shit we've been bombarded with. You forget, they do not require these dead people to have the COVID test. It's just the doctor has the option. And I mean, this is nothing new. I've known about this, but you got to keep on reminding yourself, because you're hit over the head with so much shit. They can just put COVID on a death certificate based on symptoms. So in other words, before the person croaked with the 3 to 5 heavy duty diseases, if they went cough, oh God, wow, that's a symptom. COVID.
Hey, here's the exact.
This
is great. I'm glad you called and told me. I'm going to put this in my COVID file. Here it is, folks. This is the exact wording. Cause for concern on the screen, Fox News. It says deaths attributed to COVID-19 without testing for virus.
Yeah, you know, I was stunned that this is on Fox. I just want to explain something to everybody. I think I'm pretty sure I have this right. Everybody thinks that Disney has bought Fox News. No, Disney bought the entertainment division of Fox. Okay, the Rupert Murdoch and his, you know, and his sons and his you know, I don't know if he has a daughter or sons, are still running Fox News. Okay, so you know, this kike still runs this thing. He is good friends with Jacob Rothschild. Okay, I mean, they're in together, and they've been together for years on Genie Energy. That's oil drilling in the Golan Heights. Okay. And then to take it a step further, I mean, I've seen this reported many times in the Jew News that Jared Kushner talks to Rupert Murdoch a number of times a week. I mean, yeah, so that's how close I don't know what sway Jacob Rothschild has in the Rothschild family. He's obviously, you know, the head honcho of it. Now, what type of power he has over that fucking thing, that family, I don't know. I don't even know all the members of that fucking family. The bottom line is, man, Jacob Rothschild is a phone call away from Jared Kushner in the White House. Because, I mean, they're both connected to Rupert Murdoch that still owns this fucking thing. So that's how close the Rothschild family is. So you wonder, you know, it all sums it up, what comes out of Trump the last 4 years, even though we'll agree to disagree. I'm voting for the prick, because I don't want this communist white handy. I'm sorry, nigger, for fucking president. No way, man.
I know what you mean.
If white people would rise up and start fucking shooting, okay, if they get in 5 weeks, I would fucking vote for her, okay? Because I'll do it, okay? I'm ready to fight, okay? But no, they're not going to fucking fight. They're a bunch of motherfucking vacillating fucking pussies. The cocksuckers won't even go out with a stupid fucking sign like I do. And then I have them tell me, I can't believe you're doing this. You can get arrested. People can flip out. They can lie. They bleep that, 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 that. I enjoy doing it, because I want to tell these motherfuckers, okay, that are running around with these masks, because I hate their fucking guts. Okay?
Oh, I hear you.
Okay, I want to tell them to get fucked to their face. And I've been doing it for 3 fucking months. And I will start again tomorrow. I will start again tomorrow, but I had to take rest. I'm burning out, man. I mean, I'm fucking burning out. I'm not a spring chicken. I'm fucking 59 and a half. I'm going to be going to fucking Florida. See, the thing is, I see what's going on in Florida. Okay. it's back to normal. I got to admit, as much as I couldn't stand that DeSantis, the fact that, you know, he signed that bullshit bill for Florida universities that you can't, you know, you can't talk against the kikes on the university.
And then
he signed it in Israel, okay?
Yeah.
He signed, I mean, I was really down on that motherfucker. I voted for him, okay? But, you know, I hear that that's totally back to normal. He's in the executive order. He won't let any of these communist motherfuckers do this, you know, this mass bullshit. I just want to get in the car and fucking go down there right now and stay down there. Okay, yeah. But I'm fucking trapped up here with this 92-year-old woman that won't fucking die, won't move. So, I lost a little motivation today. I'm going, God, I don't want to fucking be up here. I just want to go to fucking Florida, be in 90-degree weather, nice-looking women from my age, and, you know, I took a rest today. But then I start getting pissed, and I have to tell these people to their face that they fucking suck. And I got a reaction off them. I will not stop until, the weather gets in the 40s and the 30s and shit. And I'm not going to Florida till fourth week of next month to vote. But, and it's going to be a bitch to go down there and fucking have to come back up to this bullshit to go ahead.
Yeah.
It's going to be terrible, man. So, anyway,
hey,
I know a bunch of fucking assholes down there are still going to wear those fucking masks.
Oh, sure.
So,
I was just saying that with a friend today. They could come out tomorrow and say, you don't need to wear masks. We overplayed it, you know. And people are still going to do it. They're still going to do it.
These dumb motherfuckers will. These dumb motherfuckers will. But I like that. I love that new sign I have. You know what? The top line that says no more masks now. It's on the screen. I painted it in red, okay? I got that. I said, man, there's too much black on these fucking signs, okay? There's four lines of fucking big black. Do one in fucking red or two in red. And, I mean, it really gets the reaction. I get these cocksuckers looking at me, they're driving by with their fucking mask on. I'm just standing there. I don't fuck with no one. I never give anybody a finger back. I never fucking yell back at them, fuck you, like they're saying fuck you to
that's
me.
Good.
I'd be in Illinois State Prison by now, dude, because you know what? I would have gotten so many fucking fights and bullshit, you know.
Yeah.
And you keep on getting misdemeanors for the same bullshit, it adds up to a felony after a while. You know what I'm saying? That could be the law in this state. I think in Florida it is 3 misdemeanors on the 4th misdemeanor turns to a felony charge. Yeah. So I don't fuck with anybody. I take the fucking abuse, man. But I just can't stop going
Words
out there.
Words are harmless. Who cares?
Yeah, I can't stop going out there to tell these people to go fuck themselves. Because, dude, these people are enabling the kike to do this to us. And that's a fact. If they weren't doing this shit, we all stood up, these motherfuckers wouldn't do this shit. And it is going to get worse, okay?
Oh, yeah.
The more you give in. Yeah, now we got this. I'm starting to shit a brick on this vaccine, Charles. The vaccine time's coming, man. Yeah, this fucking cunt that this asshole Trump fucking put in office.
Probably
before
the Supreme Court election. Yeah.
Yeah, no, but he put this fucking bitch in. Like I said, I'm going to vote for the motherfucker, but don't think I like him. Okay.
Hey, we got a break. You want to hold on?
No, I'll go. Kyle was right about Trump. Kyle, you're listening. You were right about Trump, brother. Like, I'll let you go, man. Check that Fox News out. That blew me away. That even the
Yeah, this is great.
The truth.
Thanks for telling me.
Okay, take it easy.
Okay, yeah. We'll see. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Gillette razors now come with our patented Rabbi Spit Lube Strip. Save money and mutilate your baby at home. Other designs include the Bare Range to shave your back to looking like a child. Or why not try our original razor for cucks who still believe in mass media manipulation?
Jewess to son, we'll genocide everyone. Gillette, the best the goyim can give.
Thanks, Gillette.
Right, guys, welcome back. Oh, I'll tell you, this is juicy, this Fox thing. This is freaking great. Well, you know what I'll be doing after my show in a little while? This is going right in my COVID file. Oh, I love stuff like this. This is powerful ammunition, baby. This is freaking great. As if there isn't enough already, but the more the better. Keep it coming. I love it. Glad he called in and told me about that. I wasn't even aware of that one. Oh, shit. Telling you guys, this COVID thing is going to be a freaking atomic bomb, man. All the killer headlines that have come out over the past, you know, whatever, 5-6 months, they're all in there. Thanks to all the listeners out there that have been sending me stuff. Most of that stuff, most of it has come from listeners. I haven't really had any time to do my own research, so that really worked out. Anyway. Speaking of research, I've been putting some, well, not so much this week because of the move, but I've been putting some killer stuff together for future shows. So do stay tuned. I've got quite a bit of material I can't wait to get to. So I'm going to find some way, goddammit, to keep this thing going after this week, one way or another. If not right away, next week. Pretty damn soon after that, one way or another, I'm going to find a way. Anyway, Forbes had this article yesterday. Active Army suicides have spiked by 30% in 2020. Army suicides. You got to wonder, though, how many of them actually are suicides? Remember all those dead bodies that were turning up on what is it, Fort Dix or whatever the hell, like a dozen in just the past couple of months? Those are not suicides. And we know suicide is their favorite label they like to give people that they pop off, right? But no doubt, some of them, I'm sure, are suicides. With this COVID shit, guys, suicides across the board, not just the Army, just in the general population, suicides have massively spiked. Remember what Dumpy Trumpy said back in April there in a Corona friggin' task force briefing? He was asked later by a reporter, "Sir, isn't it true that the lockdown policy is going to cause more deaths than COVID itself?" Remember what he said? "Why, of course it is. Well, it's just common sense. There's going to be massive suicides, massive drug overdoses." He just kept going on and on about it. It looked like Bill Gates talking about jabbing little kids in their arms with needles. Remember that? Remember that one? Him and his fucking male wife there getting their little rocks off talking about it. Trump was doing the same thing, guys. Anxiously anticipating people committing suicide and dying from drug overdoses. If you're a human being endowed with compassion and concern for others and you're asked a question like that, you're going to look down at the floor and say, "Oh, I hope I'm doing the right thing here. Unfortunately, this is what my advisors are telling me." If you genuinely care, right? How could you not say something like that? You didn't give a shit. That's the whole purpose of COVID, is to kill people off any old way, sending infected people into nursing homes and letting prisoners out so they can murder fucking people and on. Knowing that people are going to die from starvation, they're going to die from suicide. Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, another caller on the line now. Welcome to the show, caller.
Yeah, hey, Charlie, Sean.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Not much, man. Just on the suicide thing. I think the most profound effect is going to be like on the truther community. Quote unquote, only because we've been telling these people for so long what's going to happen, and now that it's really happening,
No one's listening still. Well, I shouldn't say no one.
And still, well, no, but yeah, right. Not nobody, but most people.
Not enough.
I mean, it's going to be have a crushing blow on our people because.
Oh, sure.
Because, I mean, it's like, what a disappointment. I mean, now that we've been proven completely right. And still, It's just not recognized. So I think, you know, when you talk about suicides and stuff, you know, personally, for me, I find it depressing, you know, but I'm never be suicidal, but I find it depressing. I go into places, and I'm sure everybody else does, nothing unusual, but it's so depressing going into places. I can see how people could lose heart.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and be like, I'm done.
That's the crowd they really want to get rid of, the truthers. Yeah.
You know, I got mixed feelings about that. And I don't know. I might have brought it up before on Renegade. But I kind of wonder sometimes. I kind of wonder if we're meant to be the ones to survive. Because, you know, they're eugenicists. And, you know, obviously these stupid motherfuckers, excuse my French, but that's what they deserve. Maybe they're meant to go down. Maybe we're meant to survive. Or maybe the people that can figure it out are the ones that are meant to. Yeah, I mean, it's depressing and difficult, but this is our challenge. This is our test.
You know, actually, you just made me think of years ago when I had the trouble with the theology department when I was going to school, and I exposed the big shenanigan that was going on, a big lie that they were telling. Anyway, to make a long story short, the professor called me into his office, right? I didn't know what it was all about until I get in there. I was really suspicious because I had just given a copy of a paper I wrote to a student the day before that I thought I could trust. Sure enough, I go in there and the paper's on his desk. He didn't want to read what I wrote. He wanted to turn me in to get some brownie points. So I go in and the professor, he's telling me, you know, we don't allow this. I said, you don't allow what? We don't allow students to go around on campus and speaking out against what the church teaches. I says, I'm not going around on campus. I just shared it with someone. I wanted their opinion on it. He says, all of a sudden he leans back in his chair, right? He puts his feet up on the desk, puts his arms behind his head, and he says, well, you know something? He says, I guess it really doesn't matter if you tell people because who's going to listen to you anyway?
Exactly. Yeah, it's all appeal to authority stuff. But if you think about it, I mean, our numbers are somewhere around the numbers that are meant to, like, you know, Georgia Guidestone type of numbers where, you know, a small fraction are meant to move on. You know, so I don't know. I wonder sometimes if maybe these stupid pieces of shit, these people that go along with this, maybe they're meant to go down. I don't know. You know, it's just a theory, but, you know, it could be true, you know, hopefully. But of course we'd be stuck with these assholes still. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just a pipe dream. Yeah. Well, anyway, all right, man.
If they have any visions of us serving them, I think they're going to be in for a big fucking disappointment. The only thing I'm going to serve up to them is a fucking their own balls on a platter. I'll serve them that.
Well, that wouldn't happen, but yeah, that wouldn't happen. But in a way, I mean, if you think about eugenics, you know, as opposed to dysgenics, eugenics is like survival of the fittest. Maybe they're thinking, you know, again, it's just a speculation, but maybe they're thinking, well, these people have figured it out, you know, they've figured it out. And, you know, all these other people, you know, are just so stupid that they don't deserve to move forward. You know, I don't know. Just a thought.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It is mind-blowing, though, isn't it, that the majority of people, I mean, if you did a brain scan, they get the same fucking, you know, amount of neurons that anybody else who knows what's going on has. How are they not able to, some of it, I'm sure.
I don't know, man, and it's gotten so exponentially worse, Charlie, that I don't get it, man. I mean, it's like, these people are—they're almost like a different species now. They're almost a different species. I mean, it's just, you know, because the longer this goes on, the more transparently ridiculous it is. They're all in, man. They're still all in. I mean, I'm in California, and it's just incredible, man. I mean, when I see somebody without a mask, it's literally one. I might go into, because I have to go in stores every day. And or different places, and literally maybe one time a day, I might see somebody else without a mask. I mean, it's terrible, man. It's depressing. And
you know,
like,
what? I get listeners around the world who are saying the same thing. It's pretty much the same everywhere. Granted, there are more people who are marching.
Not everywhere. I mean, when I go to my place in Arizona, I go to smaller towns. It's not that way. Maybe, you know, you might get a 50-50 mix, yeah. which is cool, which is okay.
Yeah, there's pockets here and there. Sure. Yeah.
I mean, when you're the only one, I mean, man, I equate it to like not wearing pants. I feel like I'm not wearing pants.
Yeah.
It's awful, man. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like, oh man, you know, everybody's looking at me, you know, and I don't know, you know, of course I'm getting more used to it, and I'm, you know, I've got a big fuck you look on my face. And I'm not putting up with it, but that's what the people look at me like, you know, everybody's like, I'm the kind of person that likes to blend in. I'm not really a person that wants to stand out in the crowd.
Yeah.
But everywhere I go now, I'm featured, you know, by standing out, you know, and, you know, I hate it, but it's,
technically it's they're the ones standing out. You know what I'm saying? They're the ones that are doing something.
Well, they're the ones that should be standing out, but they're not, because they're all they're all the same. You know, me, I'm the only one that's doing, you know, that's like a big fuck
you. Ass backwards world, that's for sure.
It's crazy, man. The people we used to consider crazy are now normal, and now we're crazy.
Yeah.
The people that you remember, you see once in a while Asians a lot of times, you know, and stuff. That you'd see them wearing their masks and the big face shield,
right,
and stuff like that. You know, look at that person. But now it's like, now we're the crazy people,
right?
You know, so
crazy. Yeah. It's mind blowing.
What's that?
I said it's mind blowing. It's so backwards. Yeah.
Oh, it's crazy, man. It's crazy. But you know, and again, the longer it goes on, the more bald I become, because I'm getting used to being that guy now. And I just don't care, man. I just think these people are so stupid and so ridiculous and so weak.
Yeah.
Weak and feeble. You know, I just don't care. I pity them. Yeah, I do. I think they're stupid and weak, you know? And so I just, you know, and again, they're not my people. They have nothing to do with me. They're not related to me in any way.
Right.
I don't care if they're white, black, whatever fucking color they have nothing to do with me. And then again, you see that these people have their head down, like they're shamed.
Right.
You know, because they have no identity anymore.
No,
you know,
no.
I mean, you can hear them joking around with each other a little bit once in a while, but it's like they don't.
It's not just the lockdown. I was looking at an article yesterday, I think it was, how the masks, just the masks alone are depressing people without them even maybe realizing that that's what it is. But yeah, it is depressing.
It's depressing, you know, and you know, it's depressing to us, but it's depressing to them as well,
yeah.
You know. But I think it has a really, really hard effect on our people because. Yeah. Anyway, I hear the music coming in. So,
well, no, it's another caller. I think he's got something in the background. He's
okay. Shut it down, caller. Shut it down.
Yeah, caller, if you can turn off the background music or whatever it is. Yeah.
There we go.
Okay. There we go.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. Sugar.
Was that it?
But you know what, man? This is our test. In our life, you know, a lot of people, you know, we've had it really easy, and a lot of people in our generation and in our country have had it super easy. Now we're being tested. Now it's time for to find out what we're made of.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Are we going to stand up? We're going to take it. You know, are we going to, you know, not take it? Or are we going to stand up? You know,
we got to remain firm. Can't be intimidated by these bastards.
For sure. But the easiest activism you can possibly do is walk around without a mask.
Yeah.
The easiest thing you can do, because you're not going to be arrested. You're not going to be beaten. You're not going to, nothing's going to happen to you. You're going to get some dirty looks.
Yeah.
It's the worst that's going to happen to you.
It's working great. I pull it down under my nose, you know, and most people don't even notice.
You know, I know you, man. You know, Charlie, you do more, you know, for the cause.
Well, I'm talking about indoors.
But I think
They will throw you out.
Just need to just not, you know. I get thrown out of a lot of places, and I just move to the next one. And you know, I find even in California, which is horrible, I find that probably about 80% of the time, nobody says a word to me about it. Yeah, most of the time, even though, you know, I walk past these signs that say, oh, mask, you know, you must wear a mask. And I just don't. And I just walk in, man. And
luckily, I don't know of anybody around in my state, you know, pepper spraying or macing anybody. I haven't heard of anything like that. You know, that people are
right. This is low hanging fruit activism. You know, it's easy activism. You know, we have a church out here near where I live, and they don't wear masks, and they've been having, I don't go to, I'm not a Christian, but I give them respect because they've been having, you know, no masks. They've been having sermons, you know, or services. And, you know, basically, but the problem is those people go there and they know that they're safe there to not wear a mask, but they, everywhere else they go, they wear a mask. It's like, you just have to not do it at all, ever.
Yeah. I hear you.
Ever. And, you know, it's just everywhere you go, it's tough, it's hard, but, you know, just don't do it. Just don't do it. And so I think people have a you know, kind of a like a respect for it. You know, I've seen it in people's faces where they're like kind of wish they kind of had that courage to not do it. You know, and you can see it in their face because they you know, a lot of people know it's bullshit. They just don't. That social pressure that's put upon them, you know, is too hard for them to get over, you know, and they don't have the courage to do it. It's just like,
really sad.
They look at you because they're not afraid of this. Now, you see people out in the open, they're not distancing. They're not wearing masks when they're out, you know, in their own time.
Yeah. Yeah.
If it's just people would just stop doing it when they're going into, you know, businesses and going to restaurants, you just got to stop.
Right.
You know, same thing with elections. What if you had an election and nobody showed up? There's no more legitimacy to it.
Yeah.
Because it's paper tiger. It doesn't exist. It's bullshit.
I love how you can go in a restaurant and you have to have the mask on when you go in. But once you sit down, you take it off.
Yeah,
and you know what? People get up to go to the bathroom. They don't put the fucking mask back on and nobody says anything. I'm always joking. Well, that's because the viruses are highly intelligent and they only attack you when you first walk in. So you have to have it on. Oh, get the fuck out.
Well, you know, another thing too, I just want to put out there, and I don't know if I mentioned it before, but a good tool of this is Yelp. We all need to, like, when people, especially when you have, like, go up to an outdoor window and they don't let you order. I mean, it's one thing when they're forced to, like, you know, do other bullshit when you come in, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, in California, we only have outdoor dining. So, anyway. But thrash them on Yelp. One star. Boom. You know, you got to do it. You got to hit them hard. Everybody, and they put it out whether or why it is, man. You know, these people are cowards. I mean, this is a paper tiger. It doesn't kill anybody, you know, hardly. Even if you believe the bullshit, which I don't, but if you believe the bullshit, it's not a deadly pandemic. It's just not. Pandemics have bodies piled up in the corner. They have bodies everywhere. There's death everywhere you look. That's a pandemic.
Sure.
This is a pandemic.
Never had it. Never. Anyway, I got another call I want to get to, and then
All right, cool, man. Thanks for taking my call. Right.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man.
Bye.
All right. Let me take him off of mute here. Yeah, you there, caller?
Father Charlin.
Oh, hey, I didn't know that was you. What's happening, Ben?
Yeah. I'll only take you a second. I want to point something out. And don't ever belittle the people that are wearing the masks, because these people actually believe that the people on TV who lied to them are their family. Literally, they take them as gospel. They believe them. In fact, they're being told that the people who don't comply is why they still have masks on.
And you know what does it for a lot of people? If they're religious-minded, they go to church and they see the minister is upholding it. I got a friend that went to a mass yesterday, right? And there were two people at the front door greeting you, One of them took your temperature, and the other one took down your name and phone number. They're doing contract tracing in the churches.
Well, we both know how that works. If the churches don't comply, don't they take their right to be?
Yeah. You lose your 501c3. They'll lock.
There you go. That's right. They'll take it right away from them. And I'm sure they've had notices about that. Either you go along with what's going, or you're going to lose it. But one of the most fascinating things is just watching how you can say something and not tell somebody to believe. Like I always tell people, don't believe anything I say. So recently I posted on Facebook, because I don't get into verbal discussions with people, because that's when you get banned.
Yeah.
So I'll simply post something. The worst they could do is try to say it's a lie or something, but they don't ban you that way. So I said that I posted the fact that these masks that we're wearing, no matter which one you wear, literally go against OSHA standards, and you're not getting enough oxygen. And now I'm talking about telling people who I consider a friend, and to watch the reaction in these people, it's totally amazing, where they literally dismiss you because the people they depend on, the liars in their life, the television is I can't be right, even though I'll say to them, just watch it. When you see the oxygen detector flashing red and going off and telling you you're not getting enough oxygen with the mask, all I'm doing is telling you to look at it.
Right.
And the people will stare at you as if you just told them there's no God. It's the same thing. It's exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
That's why I say to people, I think there's something like 25% of the population believes in faith healing. They do.
Right.
But if you say, if you say something like what I'll say when I heard somebody says they believe God heals people and stuff. I said, why aren't they at hospitals? Why aren't the faith healers at hospitals? You know, you have to ask a rational question to them. The only way you get turned around, and you should know it yourself, is if you get enough information bombarding you to make you realize, hey, listen, these people lied to you. You've been lied to. Just admit it.
Right.
You know, because we have that thing called an ego that just stops it. You know, people have been telling, people who work in the food industry and have been complaining that they get dizzy, that some people feel like they want to throw up because they have to wear the mask so long. And the people that they love, who they believe are their family, literally will deny that. They'll look at them like, you can't be telling me the truth because my television family tells me otherwise.
Yeah.
And so you can never be mad at them. All you can do is simply, because they use people who are defiant in their best interest. They'll say those people there are your enemy. So it's always been the same thing, Charlie. It's divide and conquer. So you can never go at them hard. You have to understand, you're basically dealing with an adult child.
A child like
mine. I don't mean it in a mean way. These people have never thought for themselves. They just haven't. And
they think it's wrong. There's something wrong with you when you think for yourself. You're supposed to go along with what everybody is doing.
Exactly. That's exactly. But they don't even realize it.
Yeah.
They don't understand that this person's lying to me.
Yeah.
They can't be. These people, look how beautiful that woman is on Fox.
Right.
There's no way she's beautiful.
And they dress so nice. They got plaques on their wall. Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's all I wanted to say, because, you know, one of the great things is more people are calling into your show, because in this world, everybody feels frustrated. So when they hear somebody like you, they say, wow, it's somebody I thought I was the only one in the world.
Yeah. Frustrated like I am.
You know, but there's a lot of people out there. But the only thing you can do is never degrade those people around you, because they just don't understand. All you could do is slip them a nugget of truth and hope that they, you know, they literally, I've tried to explain to somebody who I consider intelligent that money is not real. And then the fact that money's not real, it has no properties at all.
Right.
You know, it's like sugar pumpkin. What's sugar plum pumpkin? You can't tell me that a sugar plum pumpkin has this thing called inflation, because it's not real. You know, it's like, what can we say about Jesus? Well, we don't know. Well, there's no such thing. We can't say anything about Jesus.
Nothing
they don't understand that. So they literally will keep on going back to their old brainwashing and drumming it up, not realizing, well, this, if you really understand what I'm saying, that cancels out what you've been brainwashed to believe.
Right.
You know, like I just heard, for some reason, the Federal Reserve is talking about sending checks out to people. You know, because the government is, you know, they believe that money's real. And they're like, well, where are we going to get this, these sugar bumpkin dollars from? You know, it's ridiculous. And I laugh at about
handouts.
It
all. Yeah.
You know, they don't even see it where they literally talk about 5 years ago, they were talking about entire states going bankrupt. Oh, they're going to go bankrupt. There's going to be craziness in the streets. You know, the people who believe there's going to be some sort of decline and we're going to be, it's going to be, you know, we're all going to live and fight one another for a chicken. And I say to them, don't you get it? What happened yesterday? You know, suddenly New Jersey's not going bankrupt. What do you think they did? Don't you understand how it's all a game? It's not real.
Right.
You know, they simply give them more zeros and one. How can you run out of zeros? You know, you learn that in school. Well, the system we have another zero. We just add another zero onto it.
Yeah.
You know, our it used to be in 1980s, it was $1 trillion in debt. And I remember when that happened, they were like, oh my God, well now we're in debt for like 37 million or 40 million.
Oh,
trillion
it's not
dollars.
Even mathematically possible.
It's not. You can't use math on something that's not real.
Right.
Math
before the show ends, we only got
count.
Like a minute left. I just wanted to mention something really quick.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. Thanks for being you, Charlie.
Oh yeah. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
Take care. Bye.
Sorry. There's two callers that are waiting in the queue. Call again tomorrow night. We're not going to have time to get to you. Sorry about that. I just wanted to mention this headline really quick that was sent to me by a listener in Belgium, I think it is. But he pointed me to a website. It's called StopCensoringDoctors.com. They had a really good headline today. 1,900 Belgian health professionals say that there is no medical justification for any emergency policy anymore, you know, regarding corona. No medical justification. So there's another example of what I was talking about earlier. You know, there's a group in Oklahoma now, medical professionals that are launching a lawsuit. All around the world, people are coming out of the woodwork, professionals, credentialed people. 1,900 in Belgium alone saying that this is ridiculous, it's got to stop. So let's hope this momentum continues to build. This is very significant. All right, guys, have a great day tomorrow, and I'll be back tomorrow night to pick up a 60s BLM discussion. We'll see you then.
Jewish author Douglas Rushkoff on why Jews are dangerous.
The thing that makes Judaism dangerous to everybody, to every race, to every nation, to every idea, is that we smash things that aren't true. We don't believe in the boundaries of nation state. We don't believe in the ideas of these individual gods that protect individual groups of people. These are all artificial constructions, and Judaism really teaches us how to see that. In a sense, our detractors have us right in that we are a corrosive force. We're breaking down the false gods of all nations and all people because they're not real. And that's very upsetting to people.